Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680, joined by Al Hrabowski. Always a pleasure to have him on, one of the radio voices of the St. Louis Cardinals. July 4th in baseball. I still think it's an exciting day. When I grew up, it was doubleheaders and wool uniforms and a lot of excitement around the ballpark, all sorts of contests, cow milking contests, and who knows what else went on. How's July 4th for you?
Well, I think it's just celebrating our nation's holiday, but I think every day is like July 4th for me. I just so honored to have worn a big league uniform, played the game, and then now 30 years in the broadcasting of baseball. It's all special. But you do bring back some of those cow milking contests. I remember those.
Catfish Hunter is the win every time.
Well, Catfish Wood, the farm boy from North Carolina, but I remember the first time I tried milking a cow in St. Louis, and once you got the handle of it, I remember I cheated one time. I had one of my 4-year-old daughter did it for me, and she probably passed me.
Very good. Hey, you pitched for the Cardinals at Candlestick. You pitched against some great Giant teams of those years. This is the end of Candlestick Park, so thought I'd get some of your thoughts about Candlestick as a player and who you pitched against and what it was like.
Well, I can remember McCovey hitting a pop-up one time that I think my second baseman and shortstop looked at each other, and they were praying that the other would take it, but eventually I think Sizemore caught the ball. They were just fun teams because, they had the big sluggers. That's what I remember most about the Giants back then. They had a lot of sluggers, and then you got into the 70s, and, with Montefusco, the Count, and D'Aquisto and stuff, and some characters in the game, it was just a fun time.
Well, and Al Hrabowski with us. Now, you were the Mad Hungarian. I mean, you were sort of a character as well. I think you'd give the Count a run for his money.
We were teammates, and he was no challenge for me at all. But, my kind of stick happened by accident. I kind of was a culmination of all my successes and failures, and I tried to put down the situation. Well, when I first came up and I was pitching once a week, I only had a fastball and always had that good fastball. But then when I started throwing 4 and 5 times a week, I realized I needed location. And I would go back behind the mound and sort of meditate a little bit. I'd go over a little scouting report. I'd get into self-hypnosis, mental projections, and just go back there and try and do some of these things. And then, I had a great teacher in Bob Gibson who said, we never make excuses. So what I did on the behind the mound, I tried to get on the mound and duplicate physically, and I was going to accept the consequence.
Well, that was great. You were very successful. What was your first year in the big leagues? What year was it?
1970.
Wow, okay. Boy, 1970, I think back to Joe Torre and the Cardinals in that year. Led the league probably grounding into double plays, but also hit about 370.
That was the 1971, but Joe had that phenomenal year as the National League MVP. It was also 1970 was Bob Gibson's second Cy Young Award, and also at that time, Steve Carlton was still with the Cardinals. How many pennants do you think the Cardinals would have won if they would have kept not only Steve Carlton, but Jerry Royce?
Boy, and I'll tell you, Rick Wise was a good hitter who they got for Steve Carlton. Rick Wise threw no-hitters and would hit home runs.
Yeah, I think he hit 2 home runs in his no-hitter, and Rick was a very solid pitcher and a good pitcher, but I don't think he's anywhere near Steve Carlton.
No, he wasn't. Boy, but July 4th in St. Louis, we look at all the red coming to a St. Louis game. I imagine it's a pretty exciting day.
Well, it always is an exciting day, and the Cardinals just draw phenomenal for their metropolitan area, about 2.5 million. We've already sold over 3.3 million tickets, and the smallest crowd we've had this year is over 40,000. So it's quite remarkable the attendance the Cardinals have and the drawing power they have from about 8 states. But it just makes it very exciting, and a lot of people feel the Cardinal fans are some of the best in the world. I do know Whitey Herzog one time said that the Giant fans are the best because to endure the conditions at Candlestick, they had to be great sports fans.
Boy, great point, Al Hrabowski. All right, baseball today, the bullpens today, man, everybody comes out, especially the Cardinals, maybe lead the way with the flamethrowers. In your day, well, you had a couple, but today it seems like every bullpen comes out with guys who throw 95.
You know, last season we brought up a lot of young kids, and everyone marveled at the velocity they could throw. And it seemed like it was unique. But then this season, you turn around, and as you say, every bullpen has three or four guys that are, you know, anywhere from 98 to triple digits. So I think it's been tougher on these young pitchers because hitters are seeing that type of velocity on a consistent basis, and it doesn't surprise them anymore.
Why don't we see more lefty closers? And we think about yourself or Roscoe and Tug McGraw and Billy Wagner down the list. It seems like there are many, many, many more right-handed closers than lefties. More pitches for a righty than a lefty, maybe?
Well, you had John Franco's one of those good ones you missed in there, too, but there's many more. I just think that, you know, you just find that there are fewer left-handers in the game versus right-handed pitching. I think it can be an advantage at times. That's why I think it's a lot of times it's tough to hit a left-hander because you just don't get that many exposures to a left-handed pitcher. And his ball really used to be that a left-hander couldn't throw a ball straight. Now I see a few of them that throw it straight and wish they could move it around. But I just think there's a lot of great relief pitching in the game. It has really evolved, and I think the managers take better care of the relief pitchers now. I'm not sure the closers have the toughest job. They still, you know, have to, you know, when they come in and qualify for a save. But in our era, they never took a pitcher out that was pitching well in the seventh, eighth inning because it was a save situation. And many times today, you'll see a relief pitcher in the seventh and eighth who pitches in a much more difficult situation than the closer coming in, starting an inning with a three-run lead.
Great point. Al, you know, you're a broadcaster for the Cardinals. I see you doing your work up for the game. You prepare. As a pitcher in those days, today the preparation for a pitcher, you can see 600 swings of a batter. You could see your pitch 500 times. What was it like for you preparing for a game?
Well, it was completely different. There were no stat packs in the locker room. So you had no idea really the numbers and what the guy was doing. Where many times I'll look and see where I say, this guy's been to bat 400 times already and he's only walked three times. Why would you ever want to throw him a strike if you were behind in the count? But we never had that situation, and we never had the information that's available to the players. And obviously the video and just seeing the games on TV were, a rarity. You know, you'd have maybe a 20-game schedule on television, so you did not get a chance to see it. But what we had the opportunity to do, which I think is so different, is we trusted our own eyes. You know, we trusted watching when say, a hitter is standing in the batter's box, where his hands are, what he's doing with his feet as the pitch is being made. Where today, I think players trust the video to such a point where they really don't trust their eyes when they're standing in the batter's box. It's completely different.
Boy, great to talk with you. Always a pleasure to see you out here from the Bay Area. And, of course, Al Hrabowski, the mad Hungarian, a wonderful pitcher. And St. Louis is lucky to have you on the radio broadcast. So, Al, it's always a pleasure having you on.
Well, thank you so much. And it's just reminded me of the first town I got kicked out of.
That's why he's on the radio. All right, more coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.